CoffeeZilla is on Joe Rogan spouting nonsense about dropshipping. Today, we're going to react to this clip and show that CoffeeZilla has no clue about dropshipping or online marketing in general. And ironically, Joe Rogan himself is a big dropshipper, most likely. So for context, my name is Mike. My brother Joe and I have spent over $50,000 on courses, coaching, agencies, all sorts of online marketing tools, and have done over $30 million in revenue through dropshipping, and have sold over $1 million in websites that are dropshipping websites, Kindle publishing businesses, and blogging sites. So we're going to get into this clip. It'll be about 4 minutes, and then we're going to discuss exactly why he's wrong and show that Joe Rogan himself is most likely dropshipping. So let's get right into it.
I saw this thing that I knew was nonsense, but it's sort of like hard. You kind of have to disprove every single, like there's always a new like health guy telling you that there's.
So for quick context, I skipped ahead in the video a little bit, but he talks about how his mom has had thyroid cancer and she didn't want to get surgery because, you know, she didn't want to get her thyroid removed. And she went down a bit of a online rabbit hole with believing different doctors and healing modalities and getting caught in a bunch of sort of medical scams. And that's a bit how it started for CoffeeZilla, with being skeptical of people selling things online.
Some new alternative discovery, whatever. And I was like, this is kind of weird. And I was like, why do they hate doctors so much? And it always seems to like end up with a sales pitch. Like, it never was like, hey, let me just give you this free thing. It was like always like there's something, there's a catch. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really know what I was looking at the time. Then I go to college and all my friends get an MLMs, multi-level marketing, you know, sort of like, mm-hmm. just like the, like, hey, you're going to get rich. So I was always getting invited to these like get rich seminars, and I'd go because it was like my friends like said, hey, we have to get somebody, you know, you want to go? And I was like, sure, I'll go. I was like kind of fascinated. And you'd see these guys, you know, they're like, hey, don't work a 9-to-5 job, like be free like me. And I'm like, you're here on a Sunday at like 5 p.m. How free are you really? Like, you're just like, you're just kind of grifting here. And so, but you'd see them in nice cars. And so I was like, what am I looking at? And then as I'm doing my YouTube show, I'm like, I get fed a bunch of ads, like get rich quick schemes. Like, you've got a bunch of people, you know, flexing in their Lamborghinis telling you, you know, they're like 25 years old telling you, you want to get rich by 25 or 22. I'll show you, I made $1 million. I'm a millionaire by the time I'm 23 years old. Just buy my course. My course is, you know, $2,000. Pay me $2,000. I'll teach you to get rich quick. So I saw all this, and it all that my experiences up to that point, it kind of led me to like, I want to say something. Why is nobody saying anything? It just seemed like there was this, you know, these people pitching this stuff and nobody was talking about it. So I made this random video just basically screaming about, you know, all these scammers online. And unlike my previous work, which kind of had resonated, like it had gotten some reactions, but not much. What I noticed is it resonated with people beyond the views, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just like, there was something different about the reaction to it. Like, and, you know, victims would reach out to me. They'd be like, hey, I'd been scammed by this guy and I didn't realize what was going on. And you showed me, you know, sort of like how the whole scheme worked. So I decided to start pursuing it step by step. And at first it was like just me discovering like, well, what is this? Well, how does this scheme work? Okay, so I buy this course and then what? What are you saying in the terms of service that means that I can't sue you? You have all these terms of service that basically say none of what I'm saying is true. Like, they say they can get you rich in the sales pitch. And then in the terms of service, they said results may vary. What's that about? Mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately, it's like, and so I realized like, oh, there's this sophisticated way that they're preying on my psychology. And they're setting it up with like, I used to be broke like you. Well, that's a strategy. Mm. A lot of these guys were never broke, right? It's just part of the story you have to tell to be really effective. It's like, I used to be just like you, Joe. But then, you know, I found out that doing Amazon dropshipping is the way to make millions of dollars. And, you know, I used to fail, but by these little tricks, I found out how to be successful. And if you invest with me, I'll save you time. You know, you could do it yourself, Joe. You could do it, but it's going to take you 5 years. Get with me and I'm going to shortcut your success. 2 months, you're going to be making 5 figures a month, 10 months, maybe 6 figures a month. And I've done it for people before. That's the social proof. I've shown people how to do this. You can watch them. These are real people, Joe. You can be just like them. And so I started watching this and I started like seeing it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so interesting. I start covering it. And then I start to get cease and desist letters. They don't like that. So they start to send me, they say, hey, you better shut up or we're going to sue you. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to stop making these videos. I just kept making the videos. And ultimately they never did, but I start doing that. And after I covered Get Rich Quick schemes for a while, I start hearing about these tokens and they're like, hey, selling courses, like it's always the new grift. You always have to find, because people figure it out. Like they go like, oh, that actually doesn't work. Like, hey, sell drop shipping is not actually like this incredible business that you thought it was, that you're going to get rich easily. So don't do that. Go do crypto. You got to.
All right. So that was a pretty long clip, but the way he talks about drop shipping, says Amazon drop shipping. And I want to say that I actually agree with him that that business model, the Amazon automation thing where they're building you this Amazon storefront and drop shipping from other websites, which a lot of people that I know lost money with, is most likely a scam like 99% of the time. So he's not wrong about that. But the way he throws out the word drop shipping, he's just totally wrong about what it is and whether it's a legitimate business model. And I think this is the big problem. And I think it's, I mean, maybe it's just a natural part of human communication, because, you know, you just going back to the beginning, you could say, you know, some doctors do really bad things. There's legitimate medical malpractice suits. It's not uncommon or unreasonable for some people to be skeptical or scared of what their doctors say. And maybe there's some alternative health benefit stuff that's good and some that's really bad. But I think it comes down to the same with dropshipping.
Yeah. I mean, even in the example he gives right before he starts talking about dropshipping, he's talking about how his mother was believing one set of doctors and believing certain health modalities instead of believing other doctors. So he seems to do a lot of conflation between dropshipping is strictly Amazon automation, it's Walmart automation, whatever. And he talks about, oh, you know, they're using psychology to, you know, pressure you into buying and all this stuff. So yeah, the big issue is conflating dropshipping with these people that, yes, they're running illegitimate businesses and they should be taken out, but it has nothing to do with the fact that dropshipping is simply a method of fulfillment. And there's so many legitimate businesses that operate just through using dropshipping as a fulfillment method. And the idea that courses are somehow bad, because again, there are people with bad intentions selling courses.
Right. I mean, we started making money online in around 2014. And the way I got started was I bought a course on how to do retail arbitrage on Amazon. And basically the premise is you go out to like clearance sections, garage sales, whatever, you buy stuff cheap, you sell it for more on Amazon. I bought a course on how to do that. The course was $300. I was literally out the next day buying stuff, sent it into Amazon the next week, and I was making money like that fast. So there's a lot of people that buy that same course, don't do anything, and they just fail at it. So really depends on what you're learning in the course. What are you learning? Something that is repeatable? Like, are you learning a specific skill set that's going to help you make money online? A specific skill set like, you know, the ones that we preach and teach, search engine optimization, Google ads. If you can do search engine optimization and Google ads, you can sell products online, because you can get people that are searching for products to go to a website to buy those products. But these are two pretty complicated skill sets to learn. So, yeah.
He's conflating all these things together, that somehow if you're using psychology to sell something or you're teaching people how to do a business, it's automatically illegitimate, when in fact there's just millions and millions of businesses that exist online that sell products.
Yeah. And I mean, going through some of Joe Rogan's websites, I mean, there is use of social proof and psychology plastered all over these things.
Happens when you go on Amazon? They got the reviews up close and personal. You see how many stars there are. And yeah, all those things are meant to leverage our psychology to encourage a purchase. Even when you talk with people, he's not talking in a, you know, melancholy, monotone voice that would be boring. He's speaking in a certain way. He's using his inflection in a certain way to make it more entertaining. And obviously, he has a YouTube channel. He knows if he speaks a certain way, he gets more views. If he covers certain topics, he gets more views. So he's tapping into human psychology. I mean, we all are. You just have to do it. Otherwise, it's just, it's almost rude.
I mean, it's part of being a good communicator is knowing how what you're saying is going to impact the other person psychologically, or most, you know, what's how it's most likely to impact them.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to show here that Joe Rogan himself is most likely dropshipping. So we had a quick visit to his website, which takes you to his merch website. And so you can see he's selling pop sockets, he's selling shirts, all these things. And, you know, this looks a lot like a dropshipping.
This looks like a print-on-demand dropshipping store.
Right. So print-on-demand is basically you make a design, you slap it on a shirt, and then you work with a screen printing company that when you sell a shirt, it's, you know, the screen company gets the order, they print it onto the shirt, and then they ship it for you. That's what dropshipping is. Dropshipping is you're not holding inventory yourself. Somebody else has the inventory, and then they're going to ship it direct to the customer. That's all dropshipping is.
You know, even if these products aren't being printed on demand, it is highly likely that, you know, he's not the Austin studio of Joe Rogan. They're not holding on to these shirts. And even if they are holding on to some shirts, I bet you that, you know, certain sizes will get fulfilled from a different, like from directly from the printer and things like that. And, you know, this text here on the screen, it's, you know, your order will likely arrive 5 to 7 days after it ships. After it ships, or 7 to 10 days after you place the order, you know, this implies that when you order it, they're going to print it and then ship it. And that's not likely happening at the Joe Rogan studio. And there's more proof of this. If you go to contact us, you have to email this other company, silkscreenshirtsinc.com, for customer service on Higher Primate. So what does that tell you? They're dropshipping.
Yeah, Silk Screen Shirts Inc. is a screen printing, t-shirt printing service center. They print the shirts for you, they ship them for you, and they're even handling his customer service. So he's not there. He's not even doing his own customer service. He's outsourced the entire operation. He's gone a step beyond dropshipping. So
he's drop servicing. He's deep in he's deep in with those internet scammers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So Joe Rogan himself is scamming. And beyond that,
we're being sarcastic, by the way, if that's not picked up.
Of course. But now we're here on Onnit, another Joe Rogan affiliate.
Well, I think he owns a part of this company, right?
He may. I don't know what his status is. I mean, they're a sponsor of the show. He used to be involved with them. So they got these nut butters here. And so what's going on with these, Joe?
Well, the thing I found interesting about these nut – well, first of all, I was just scrolling down the page. Look at this. Social proof by a celebrity. Yeah. by a celebrity. I mean, that – if anything is tapping into your psychology, it's definitely social proof by a celebrity. Just going up a little bit, you know, it's funny how the way – Coffeezilla is, talking about courses, and we didn't get into them in this clip, but he always goes, everything's for free on YouTube. There's no reason to buy a prepackaged course that tells you exactly what to do. And, you know, this analogy might be a little bit of a stretch, but look at this product. It's basically a nut butter with macadamia nuts, chia seeds, organic coconut oil. They're charging you $13 for it, or $16 if you don't subscribe and save. Now, if you look at the ingredients, this is something you could do at home for much cheaper. You can take the peanuts, you can take the macadamia nuts, you can take the chia seeds, the coconut oil, and the pink salt here, and grind it up into your own nut butter at home. But Joe Rogan, or Onnit, is saying that instead of doing that and spending all this time every week to make the snack, you should buy it from us.
So you're paying a premium for Onnit to gather the peanuts, the macadamia nuts, the chia seeds, the coconut oil, and the Himalayan salt, put it in their own sort of grinding device, package it, and ship it to you right at your door. So you don't have to gather these ingredients, have a blender, and go through the time and effort to create this yourself. And yeah, CoffeeZilla complains that people charge $2,000 to buy a course. And yeah, maybe you could get everything online for free. But number one, the odds are you're not going to do it because you have no direction. You have no actual skin in the game investment to say, hey, I just spent some money on this. I might as well use it. And yeah, there's a huge convenience factor. Yeah, if you try to do everything yourself, maybe you can if you have the right determination, but it's going to take you way longer than giving money to someone you trust to help coach you through the process, just like you're buying this fat butter from Onnit instead of making it at home yourself. And CoffeeZilla himself, he's on YouTube. He pays money to YouTube to host his videos. He could buy servers himself. He could figure out how to hook everything up. He could figure out how to host his own videos, but instead he's outsourcing that entire service to YouTube, to other hosting companies, because he doesn't want to spend the time and spend the effort to do so.
Right. And I'm sure how to set up your own server and all that, it's probably free online. You can research it. You can figure out how to do it. But why would you when you can just pay someone to shortcut it for you? And, you know, it's interesting, Mike, now that we've been course creators for, I would say, 4 to 5 years now, we've had our course up. It's not, it takes a lot, like, to make a good course. You know, it's not something I would give away for free because it literally took me probably hundreds of thousands of dollars to learn all this stuff. You know, whether that's time I've spent doing it, money I've spent learning SEO, you know, money, books you've read on Google Ads, and really kind of extracting the good information that people need to know if they're going to be doing certain business models. I mean, that's worth something. Just like, right. You know, you can argue that there's some value in this nut butter here.
Right. Everything is an exchange of value. So I'm not going to waste my time arranging all these things in a nice and neat course just to give it away for free. And I mean, CoffeeZilla, he makes money doing what? Patreon, YouTube ads. It's all the same sort of system. He's giving away value, and in exchange, people are watching the video. So YouTube is showing ads, or they're just paying him money monthly on a donation service.
And the funny thing is if you kind of look at some of CoffeeZilla, like you see the comments sometimes, like, oh, I got an ad for dropshipping just before this video. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. CoffeeZilla is making money indirectly from people advertising their courses.
Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, it's so funny because we went on a podcast very similar to CoffeeZilla, Spencer Cornelia, and that podcast got a lot of views. And the comment section was so polarized between half the people believing we were absolutely scamming and broke, and the other people being like, wait, there's something to this. And that actually was one of the biggest, most profitable things we ever did. So many students and successful students at that came over from that interview and said, hey, you seem legit. I'm going to take action on this. And it worked. And it makes sense. Like, again, businesses exist. You should be able to pay money to someone to show you how to create a business faster and easier. We've been doing this for how many years? We've had to figure out so much nonsense, so much BS in order to figure out what actually works. So why wouldn't you want to pay someone to help you with that?
You know, Mike, we just got back from the accountant yesterday, and he was complaining to us how every year he does this like accounting course. It's like a, you know, basically to keep up with all the new laws. It's like a seminar and a thing he does every year. So he's, because things are always changing in the world of CPAs and accounting. And he's complaining how the price of the course is going up and up and up. And if I said to him, you know, why don't you just go sort through all the bills that Washington puts out, go on the government websites, sort through all that information, and then the course is free. What would he say? He would say, yeah, get out of here. He'd probably kick me right out of his office.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if we're beating a dead horse here, Joe, but I think it just goes to show everybody in that's making money, putting out content, they're getting that value some sort of way, whether it's showing ads, whether it's selling a product. Who cares if the product is being dropshipped from one place to another? Who cares if there are people doing malicious things regarding selling courses? There's people doing malicious things that are doctors. There's people doing malicious things that are lawyers. There are bad actors in every single space, and you can't lump all these things together. And even worse, CoffeeZilla tries to use this as like a segue into crypto. We have nothing to do with crypto. In fact, we talk against crypto.
Yeah. Dropshipping and doing any sort of investing in crypto, stocks, you know, these things are such like they're all their own separate categories. And, you know, I really wanted to make a separate video with nothing to do with business, but people probably aren't going to watch it. But I think it's really important for people to actually learn how to think about different subjects. Like you see this all the time. You see someone debating capitalism and socialism, and they're debating these two isms without really defining what each thing is and the different components of each thing. So I think to properly discuss something, you have to say dropshipping, you got to break it down into the different components of what you're talking about. When we're talking about dropshipping, we're simply talking about the fulfillment method of there's a warehouse that you don't own or operate, and it ships something to a customer. We're also talking about becoming an authorized dealer with legitimate brands that dropship within your home country. And big company, Amazon does this, Home Depot does this, Wayfair does this. They all become authorized dealers with companies that dropship for them. So if big companies are doing it, why can't you? Now, if we're talking about dropshipping in a different context, we could be talking about going on AliExpress and finding some stupid $10 cat pen and then trying to promote it on TikTok. That is not something we condone. That's not something we recommend. But the point is that in order to really think and assess information properly, you have to take the subject matter at hand and break it down into its separate components to get the full context of what the other person means and exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly. So on that note, you know, Joe, we used to have to work a job and now we don't. And guess what? We've taught other people how to do this as well. And you, if you're skeptical, can take a free class from us that shows you how we built an online business portfolio of websites that make us money every month that we can turn around and sell for over seven figures. And in fact, we've done that already. We've already sold over seven figures worth of websites, completely legitimate businesses with real customers, selling real products, real content, and people pay for these websites. So go to buildassetsonline.com/class. It's a free web class. If you think we're scamming, if you think we're broke, just click off. Just click the page. But if you've been watching this CoffeeZilla content and you think the whole world of online marketing is absolute nonsense, just do us a favor, watch the video, and open your eyes a little bit to other possibilities that exist. Surely this entire world can't be absolute BS. There has to be some truth to it. Sure, there could be bad and there could be BS.
There's a lot of bad actors out there. There's a lot of BS out there. There's no denying that. But right. There's that old phrase, throwing the baby out with the bathwater. And that's exactly what CoffeeZilla does.
Exactly. So if you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, you just want to get rid of the bathwater, go to buildassetsonline.com/class. Check it out. Take it or leave it. But as always, take it easy.